Chapter 26, Tyre and Zidon. If you look at a map of the land of Canaan, you will see on the sea coast towards the north two large cities, which are called Tyre and Zidon. They are not very far apart, but are just beyond the borders of the children of Israel. Zidon was the firstborn son of Canaan, and no doubt this city was at first built by him. Tyre is not so old as Zidon, and is called the daughter of Zidon. But they were both very rich and important cities in the days of the Israelites, and being on the seacoast would receive goods from ships all over the world. Now you can see how great the city of Tyre was if you read the history of David and his son Solomon. When David had been crowned king over all Israel and Judah, the king of Tyre, whose name was Hiram, sent him cedar trees and carpenters and stone masons to help him build his own royal house. Then, when Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord at Jerusalem, Hiram sent him cedar trees and fir trees, gold and brass, as well as hewn stones and skilled workmen, because the building was to be very great and magnificent. The same thing happened when the captive Jews returned from Babylon and began to rebuild the temple. The men of Tyre and Zidon brought cedar trees from Lebanon by ships down to Joppa, so that they could be fetched up to Jerusalem for the building. These two cities, Tyre and Zidon, were just outside the land of Israel, and the people who lived there worshipped Baal and other idols instead of the God of Israel. They thought that they were rich and dwelt in safety, but God spoke by his prophets and said what judgments would come upon them for their idolatry and wickedness. Isaiah said that Tyre should be laid waste, and the houses destroyed, and Zidon also. Ezekiel, too, told how the king of Babylon would come and destroy them, and all these sad things came to pass, as the Lord had said. They are written to teach us that God takes notice of the ways of people and will punish them for their wickedness. Tyre and Zidon were destroyed because they followed after idols and had no thought of God at all, although he had given them power to get rich. When Jesus was upon the earth, he called the attention of the people to these two cities and the ruin that had come upon them. And so we see that they are to be warnings to us, that we should not forsake the Lord, but take heed to his word. More than that, Jesus said it would be worse for the people to whom he spoke than it was with Tyre and Zidon. He said that these cities would have repented and been spared if they had seen the wonderful works which he was doing among the people. He healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, made the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak, and raised the dead to life again. And yet the Jews would not receive him as the great Messiah for whom they were looking. If he had done these things in Tyre and Zidon, they would have turned from their wickedness. But the Jews would not believe or receive him, and so worse judgments would come upon them, as we see has happened down to the present day. This shows us that our sin is greater if we turn away from God when he has given us such blessings as godly parents and those who teach us the truth. May you have grace to take heed to them and their instruction, so as not to bring the greater punishments. There is one other interesting thing to mention about Tyre and Zidon. You will remember that there was a woman who came from the seacoast there to Jesus and asked him to have mercy on her because her daughter was troubled with a devil. But he would not answer her a word, and his disciples asked him to send her away. Then he seemed to discourage her because she was not one of the house of Israel. This was more than she could bear, and she came and worshipped him and said, "Lord, help me." Even then he seemed as though he would not hear her, and said he could not give the children's bread to dogs. Still she would not give up, but said that although that was true, yet the dogs did eat of the crumbs which fall from the table. Then Jesus could deny her no longer, but praised her great faith and healed her daughter. This is meant to teach us that although the Lord seems to hide his face for a time, yet we should not give up, but still call upon his name until he turns to us and answers our prayers. Now we will give you the texts. You can read about the king of Tyre helping David in the second book of Samuel, chapter 5, and also his son Solomon in the fifth chapter of the first of Kings, and how the men of Tyre and Sidon helped the returning captives in the third chapter of the book of Ezra. The judgments prophesied against these cities are written in the 23rd chapter of Isaiah and the 26th chapter of Ezekiel. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, tells us what Jesus said about them, and the 15th chapter gives the account of the woman of Canaan.